everybody. Welcome to Random Thoughts with Lady V. I'm your host, Lady V. on this week's episode, we got David Lee back.
Yay! Hey, what's good, yo? What happened? Where you go? Oh, no. Technical difficulties. Hello? Yeah, you hear me?
Can you hear me? I hear you.
Yeah, that's some technical difficulties. What's going on?
I don't know. Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you good, man.
Maybe it was my mic. Maybe it moved.
All right, cool. So what's going on with yourself?
Nothing. Same thing, different day.
I heard that.
I happen to be
alive. What happened? Happened to be alive. I heard that. Yeah, my friend. I'm sorry. My friend used to always say, same dish, just reheated.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, spring coming. Yeah, we're about to get a taste of spring next couple of days, right?
I know. Isn't this awesome?
Yo.
Been working out. I got to start working out again. Got to get that cute little body thing going.
Oh, shoot. You don't want to see this over here. This masterpiece getting nice over here. I've been in the gym crazy, girl. Shoot. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, all this chocolate looking, that Godiva stuff over here. Yeah, I'm right.
Oh my God, you're like chiseled now, huh?
I'm getting there. I just got a little bit of the gut to lose. Girl, everybody gonna be sweating. They gonna be like, look at all that chocolate. I'm like, I know, right? Yeah.
So what did you want to talk about today? I know you said you had something.
Girl, I got a crazy, crazy topic for you. Let me tell you. The name of this topic is America Can Accept a Transsexual Who Has Changed Their Whole Identity / Sex, But Can't Accept a Felon Who Changed Their Lifestyle. Now, I'm sure there's going to be people here that's going to be offended, and I get that. However, you know, it's a real topic because it kind of affects me in a certain way. And it makes me feel some type of way after reading that, because a lot of people don't know, listeners don't know that I hate to call myself a felon, but I got a drug charge, you know, marijuana charge way back in the day. It's going to be dismissed if Biden sticks to what he said he's going to do, because Biden literally said that anybody that got marijuana charges, they will fall off, you know, when he takes office, because he's, you know, marijuana will be legal, and since it's legal, they're not going to hold that against anybody. And that's based on the only charges I have. So when I see this, when I see this transsexual thing, I'm like, that is so true. Because you look at Bruce Jenner, who's now, what's the name? Her name or his name?
Hold on. Read that thing again, because you said it so fast, it ran right together, and then you ran in. So
I'm sorry.
One more time.
I'm going to read it nice and slow, okay?
And so we can absorb.
Okay. America.
Just say it again.
Okay. America.
Statement.
America can accept.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
What's going on?
Oh, you know what happened? You know what? I think, hold on. Tell me if you can hear me when I do this. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was because I went into the, I went into your text message. I thought that cut you out. You can hear me clearly now, right?
Right.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly.
Okay.
Well, this is part of it's part of radio show. You know, you have technical difficulties. We'll get them all ironed out one day.
Yeah, right?
All right. So I'm going to read this thing nice and slow. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. And we all know where this probably, you know, why America is the way it is after I read this. It says, America can accept a transsexual who has changed their whole identity, i.e. identity and or sex, but can't accept a felon who has changed their lifestyle. That's huge.
You went away.
I went away?
You went away.
All right. Well, the recording heard it because I don't know. Well, look, I'll read it because I got it memorized. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to try it one more time. Let me know. So it says, America can accept a transsexual who has changed their identity and or sex, but can't accept a felon who has changed their lifestyle. So to me, that's deep. And I'm sorry for listeners with the technical difficulties. We're ironing out some things. Pretty soon, we're going to get to the point where we'll have our own studio. We're going to be big, big time, big time. We're going to be Steve Harvey Jr.'s. Oh. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So I want to say why that affected me. Because a lot of people don't know that I have a felony. And I have a drug charge felony. And it's marijuana. It's nothing huge. I don't have any murders, no rapes, no crap like that. And I'm, and I'm kind of biased to it. You know, if you're a cold-blooded murderer, if you're a cold-blooded rapist or child molester, then yeah, there shouldn't be no forgiveness for it. Even though I'll let God forgive you, because I'm not going to forgive you. There's no reason to kill anybody out of cold blood. There's no reason to mess with children, and there's no reason to rape any female or anything like that. You know, that's corny. Right now, but when you got somebody selling marijuana, I don't get mad at people selling coke. I tried that before, but I didn't like what it did, because I tried selling it cocaine before, or crack actually. And what I saw how it affected people. I kind of have a conscience. I saw how it affected people, and somebody gave me their entire mortgage just to get high, and that was it for me. I said, I'm not doing that anymore, because I'm not going to be the reason somebody's life gets destructed. Or it gets completely messed up. So I stopped. Even though it was ridiculous money. Selling crack was huge money. But I wasn't doing that because I didn't want to be the reason somebody had to get put out on the street or was behind in their mortgage. Nobody's going to give up their mortgage. If their mortgage is $1,700 and that's all they got, they're not going to go spend $5 on... Well, they might. They might spend $5 on a nick and give the $16.95 to the mortgage because it's not going to hurt anything. But nobody's going to spend their whole mortgage on weed. It just doesn't happen. So...
Right.
So when I read that thing and it hits me so hard, because I'm like, that is so true. When I first came out of jail, they treated me like I was some big-time criminal. Like, I killed people. I couldn't get a job at Target, Walmart. I couldn't get a job nowhere. Nobody hired me. McDonald's. Nobody wanted to deal with me because I just came out of prison. And you sit here and what's that chick? What's his name? Bruce Jenner. What's his name now?
Caitlyn
Jenner. So Bruce Jenner decides to throw some heels, wigs, and all that. And this dude.
No.
All right. What? Tell me.
Hey, Caitlyn. That's not nice. Be nice.
Well, no, I'm telling the truth. Bruce Jenner decided to put on some heels and wigs and change his whole name to Caitlyn Jenner, and he gets a Courage Award. That's corny. You tell me that's okay?
If that's how you see it, it is. But a lot of people see it differently on that aspect. But
well, so you tell me
I do agree that society and America as a whole is two-faced when it comes to people that are like convicts. Like, okay, so you go to jail, you do your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go to jail, you do your time, you come out, you're supposed to have a second chance, right?
Right.
But that is not even possible, because I myself have, you know, I know people personally that have been to jail. Like you said, they try to do the right thing. They're trying to get their lives together, you know, and it's hard. They make it so hard. Oh, well, why do we even have that on a job application? That's the thing I don't understand. Because, okay, yes, if we have a convicted felon, if you're a convicted felon, but then you don't get a job. My thing is, like you said, if you are a murderer, a rapist, even those embezzling, like when you embezzle money,
right?
Those kind of, I feel like those kind of crimes, you should at least be aware. But
right.
I still think people should be able to get a second chance.
I do too.
Okay, maybe you shoplifted or you embezzled. Then me as an employer will be like, okay, I have to weigh that. Do I really want to give this person a job? Did they really change? Okay, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But that's the thing. Nobody gives you the benefit of the doubt. It's automatically, boom, shut the door, you're out of here. No, we're not giving you an opportunity.
Right.
And that's why I think a lot of these guys and ladies wind up back in jail again.
Exactly.
Because they start doing this same thing that they did before.
Exactly. Because with me, I got lucky. I got blessed, actually. My dad worked at a bus driver. He drove school buses. And because growing up, even though I didn't want to learn, my dad made me learn how to work on stuff. Like, I could change brakes. I can do oil changes. You know, I could change a lot of different stuff. And he got me a job at the bus yard. It was only $12 an hour, but I had something to where I didn't have to go back to being on the street. Because I get it. You come out, all you know is hustling. You have no real job skill. You come out and you go to McDonald's and say, can I get a job? I want to turn my life around. The guy says, we'll call you. Don't call us. And now you ain't got nothing. And you out there for 2-3 months. Now, not only that, you come out of prison, depending on your situation when you went in. Do you live with your girl? Do you live with your parents? You know, no matter who you live with, you're coming out. They're looking at you cross-eyed if you're not working. You're getting up every morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going out there, busting the street, hitting the streets, catching buses to where you got to go. Because when you get a drug charge, too, a lot of people don't know, they suspend your license. And you can't drive. So you come. And the only thing that I got blessed with is my license got suspended when I went in. So it was suspended for 3 years. I was in for 3 years. So when I came out, I was able to get my license again. However, you get your license suspended, and let's say you were in there for a year and a half. You come out now, you got a year and a half, you got to wait. You got to catch the bus, go here, go there, put this application in. Well, now it's easy. You can do it online. However, when you're sitting in front of the employer and they say, oh, we see you got a criminal charge. What is it? I sold some drugs back then. Okay, what kind of drugs? Why does that even matter? I'm out. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm actually here pleading the manager or whoever it is, can you please give me a shot? You know, I don't want to have to go back. You know, I need my job. If I don't get a job, probation officer is going to violate me, or I got to give my girl money, I got to give my mom money, I got to do something. Nah, well, you know, we hired somebody else. And it's not that they hired somebody else. They just don't, they think that because you have a record, you're a hardened criminal. And when I see that post, it makes me feel some type of way. How come somebody like me who got out of jail in 2004 ain't been back since? How come I don't get a courage award? Why don't I get an award? How come nobody's coming to me and say, you know what, Dave, we're going to give you a turn your life around award. But if I decide that I want to throw on wig and heels and change my name to Davida Lee, then I'm going to get a courage award. Doesn't make sense to me.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Now, I don't take nothing against from Bruce Jenner. I got to say, it does take courage to do what he did. But I don't think you should get an award for... Now you're telling the public it's okay to dress up as a female. You're going to be honored to be dressed up as a female. But what about... Where's the awards for a woman who got raped when she was 12, 13, 14 years old? And went on and became a successful businesswoman. And now she started a charity for women that's been raped. Or started a home for women who's been raped. Where's her award at?
Right. I think Maya Angelou was one of those. I think she was a survivor.
Right, but you gotta have a name.
Yeah. You know, but like you said, women, that's a whole different story in itself, because women are not recognized for all the things that we do, and it's Women's History Month as well. So, you know, women are not recognized regularly on a regular basis
at all.
Things and the accomplishments that they contribute to society.
And that's the thing I have an issue with. Like, what about the women that raise successful children? To go out there and children become multimillionaires, they done invented this or started this. Where are the awards for moms that help keep their kids out of jail, or the kids that haven't been in anything? Where's the awards for when a kid is an honor roll student? How come there's no awards sent, or how come the government's not saying, hey, send that mom an extra $5,000 because her child did this? You know. No, the child gets the accolades because the child did all that. But no, it's not the child that did all the schoolwork. The mom pushed that kid to do that. So where's the awards? So I have an issue with that thing, because we're honoring the wrong type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're honoring a man that decided to become a female. Where's the honor in that? I don't see no honor. I'm sorry.
And I can see where you're coming from, but at the same time, don't forget that he was 60 years old. He was 60 years old. He grew up in a generation that was mostly homophobic, and his peer group probably would have judged him. He was an athlete, so he had an image to project, and he was married to this woman who was, you know, in itself, she's a conglomerate, Kris Jenner. I mean, look at her. She's all about image and brand. So, I mean, it probably did take courage for him. And even just being gay in America and coming out, you know, all the criticism and all the backlash people get, even from their family members. So, you know, I can actually see why he got that, especially for being, you know, at that point in his life, coming from the generation that he grew up in, and especially being married to the woman that he was married to. You know, everybody has a different perspective.
Yeah, everybody does. I love you to death, lady. We gotta agree to disagree on this one, because I don't see where he should be getting some award for becoming a woman. I just don't see, because you know why? If you want to look at my eyes, it's an insult to all the women out here. Oh, you get an award for becoming a woman. How come I don't get an award for being a woman? You know, listen. Okay, it takes two to make a baby. But you know what? Y'all got to go through 9 months, 8 to 9 months of carrying that child. Y'all got to eat right. I mean, of course, there's women that drink, smoke while they're pregnant. But let's commend the ones that don't. You have to eat right. You got to take care of your body. You got to make sure while us men are still pigging out. Drinking and doing whatever, y'all have to make sure that y'all are caring for that life in your body. That should be an award in itself. Then, after y'all 8 months, 9 months, then you got to lay on the bed, go through all that pain to push out a life for us men that just sit there and say, oh, baby, breathe, breathe. And you're looking at us cross-eyed like, it's because of you. Where's your award for that? No. I throw on a pair of heels and a wig and say, hey, my name is whatever, Kate Jenner, whatever, and I get an Courage Award. Really? I'm sorry. I just, when I see that, and it goes across the board for felons, females, freaking female astronauts, female fighter pilots, where's their award? So you get an award for being me? That's what you get an award for? For being me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't he get an award for being you?
He can never be me. I'm unique.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean. But at the same token, I'm gonna keep it real. People might get mad and not want to listen to me. I don't care. He an ugly female.
Stop it. Let's go in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the guys that do come out of jail. Like, how is that? Now, that I know is a challenge in itself.
Right.
So when you encounter all these, you know, closed doors.
Right.
So you try to, get the... what's it called? Expunge. Get your record expunged.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I just made a noise. Say what you were going to say.
So is that, I feel like that is something that would be, you know, be a good thing. And is it widely available for everybody out there to get?
Listen, I'm going to play the race card here, okay? In white America, it's kind of hard for a black man to get expunged. I haven't been in trouble in 17 years, because February 1st, 2001 is when I got jammed up, when I was in jail. I haven't been in trouble in over 17 years, and I went and filed for an expungement, and they told me no. And it crushed me, because the issue with, I'm in Delaware, so when I become because I'm in Delaware, the way Delaware works with expungement is you have to get expunged and then pardoned. See, the other states, like PA, you can just go for a pardon, a governor's pardon. In order for me to get a governor's pardon, I have to get the judge to expunge my record first.
Uh-huh.
So when I put my expungement in, it was, you have too many charges and all this. But all my charges, none of my charges, I got basically one charge. I got convicted of one thing, and that was trafficking marijuana. And that's it. Everything else, I didn't get. It was a serious situation I was in, and I went from a 20-year sentence, because I got a good lawyer, down to 3 years. And and the reason was because a lot of the cops were lying on stage. So I'll tell you one thing. So I had a little, I ran from the law. I had a little police chase and all that stuff. And the cops told people, they got on stand. They was telling my lawyer that they wanted to give me 15 years. I told them they'd kiss my butt. Then it came back and said 7. I said, kiss my ass. And he said the reason they're saying 7 is because they said you were hitting the police cars with your car. And I said, that's what they're saying. I started laughing. That's what they're saying? He said, yeah, they said that you were ramming police cars. I said, I'm not going to give him no publicity, so I ain't going to say his name. But actually, I will, because he was a good guy. His name was John S. Mollick in Delaware. Okay, he looked out for me, because I wasn't even able to pay him the full thing. He still took my case. So John S. Mollick, I told him, I said, go to the car. I said, go where the car is at, please. The impound, take pictures. He went down there, took all the pictures. We went to court, and then the cops were on stand saying, yeah, he was wrecking the car. He says, that's your testimony? He said, yeah. He pulled out the pictures and showed them, and they changed the story, and they dropped it down to 3 years. 3 years for trafficking. So,
wow.
So when now that I've been out all this time, haven't had no criminal activity, no criminal actions at all, haven't been in trouble with nothing, anything at all, and they denied me my expungement. So it goes to show you why a lot of us black men go back to a crime, a history of crime, because nobody wants to give us any type of break. I mean, I can't say nobody, because I did get a break. I went to work at a forklift company. I sat before the guy. He said, what happened? Anything? I told him what I did. And I was like maybe a year out. And I kept calling him and calling him about the job. He said, I hired you because of your persistence. He said, I don't give a crap. He said, I don't care about your criminal record. He said, that means nothing to me. He said, today's a new day. I want to see what you do. And I became a good worker there. So it just boils down to, you know, the color of your skin, honestly, or actually what's in your pocket, the color of the stuff in your pocket. If you got enough green, like, because I'm looking at a lawsuit that I'm going to get, and I'm going to use that lawsuit to get me a lawyer to get my expungement.
Yeah.
You gotta pay. You gotta pay to play.
Some guys, I'm sorry.
No, I said you gotta pay to play. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is true. You do have to pay. But as I was gonna say, I do know some guys who actually, they didn't, like you, weren't able to get their record expunged.
Right.
And they've opened up their own businesses. And I think I do run into that. I think I've ran into like 4 or 5 guys like that. They've opened up their own businesses. One guy does like housing rehab. Another guy has like a lawn care business.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, like different. And the one guy actually opened up like, he did like he's trying to do like a nonprofit for re-education so you can go back in like into society. I forget what you call that.
Like transition.
Yeah, make your transition a little bit more easier.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think I read somewhere too that they're not really trying to push like any kind of education anymore while you're in jail, so that when you come out, you still, you know, like you're just like, okay, I don't know nothing. Like you said, you don't go in there without a skill, and you're supposed to be in there rehabbing, but when you come out, you still don't have a skill, and it's like, okay, how do you expect me to find a job? And I still don't have a skill. Yeah.
Exactly. Let me give you a little history on that there, lady V. So if anybody that's listening can go and research this and find out. Back in the early 1900s, when all the gangsters was around, right? Mm-hmm. And us black people weren't really committing crimes because we were too afraid that, because we knew we would get like slaughtered or hung and all that. So we didn't really, we kept our noses clean. But back then, all the gangsters, all the Italians and all the white gangsters, they got locked up. And when they got locked up, jail wasn't a business. It was a rehab. When they got locked up, They had auto mechanics in there. They had carpentry. They had welding. They had all that because they wanted the white guys, the white people, to have some type of skill when they came out. That way they didn't have to worry about going back to life of crime. Because it wasn't a business. Now, jail, prison is a business. Yeah. So, if you know, I just found out recently that Michael Jordan has he has stock in prisons. I didn't know that. So
I heard about that.
Yeah, so prisons is a business now. It's about locking you up. You're not getting any skill. That way you're not a productive member of society. If you're not a productive member of society, we can keep it going. But all that started to turn around when all the when it started becoming you can't hang black people anymore. You can't tie them to a truck and drag them down the street anymore. Is they have to go through due process. So they said, okay, well, we're going to start locking all these black folks up. We're going to take all this stuff out of the jails. That way they can't become a productive member of society. They'll keep coming back. Because they rather keep us blacks locked up than the whites. So it's like, take all this stuff out of the out of the prisons. And then that way when they go out, they ain't got no skill. Because if you think about it, if you got to sit inside a jail and they come to you and say, hey, you can either stay on your pod all day or you can come out 2 to 3 hours a day and get a trade. Nobody wants to sit in there all day. They're going to go out and get their trade.
Right.
So, and then if you get a trade and you get out, you can go to an auto mechanic. You can go to BMW or whatever and you can say, look, I just came out of prison, but this is what I'm a certified auto mechanic. Oh, well, you know what? Now that job, that place is going to want to hire you faster because they're going to say, you know what? This guy just came out of jail. He's not going to want to go back. I can bring him on. I can pay him the lowest I want because he's going to take it. I don't have to pay him $30, $40 an hour as a mechanic. I can give him $25 an hour. He'll be happy with that. But they won't exactly do that. They won't do that because the whole – listen, this could be an hour long. It starts stemming to keeping the black
prison
man
– it's modern slavery.
Exactly. And it's about keeping a black man locked up. Because even with courts, I'm going to court fighting for my kids to have shared custody. It's about keeping a black... Well, I'm going to say Delaware, not PA, because the judge in PA seems fair. But judges in Delaware, it's about keeping a black man out the house. Matter of fact, before I even finish that, let me tell you something, Lady V. I just came home, right? My mom was coming up the steps. She had all these... she was carrying all these steaks up. And she said... y'all just came in just in time. So my niece walks down the steps first and grabs all the meats for my mom. Both of my sons, who is now 12 and 14, walked past her. And I said, what are y'all doing? And they said, huh? You see a girl, you're supposed to grab that. And I was like, that's why they need men in their lives. And the whole goal of stemming from me not getting my expungement all the way down to keeping a black man out of the black kids' lives. Because now, I told my mom, I said, this is why they need a man in their life. Because any kid should, any boy should have known you grabbed that from that girl.
Right.
And with these,
chivalry.
Right, chivalry. And what these judges doing, especially in Delaware, is their goal is to keep these jails populated. Now, if my son, if I'm not in my kid's life to teach him right from wrong, they're two times more likely than their counterparts to get locked up because they have no male influence to teach them how to be except what's out there in the street.
Right. And I feel like them judges are getting kickbacks because
all day.
I know from personal experience so the kid was in jail, went to jail, like, I think he was like probably about 20, just say 20.
Right.
Then all his 20s in prison, got out at like 33. For weed, I mean, not even weed, for robbery.
Right.
So, and it wasn't even like that. And the funny thing is it was the white lady, and the white lady was saying, it was a tall, light-skinned guy, skinny, and it was a short, fat, dark-skinned guy. And the description of the two guys that went to prison was this complete opposite of what she said. And it was like, and so the young men, they both were in prison like for their whole 20s. But the thing is, they were sold to different prisons, like you were saying,
yeah,
so that they could get paid, so that the prison could get paid for having so many inmates. So yeah. Like if they fall under, and it was weird because it seemed like every year they were getting transferred. So they started off in PA, then they went to Michigan, then they went to Virginia,
yeah.
Then they were in the like down south. Like it was ping pong back and forth because these prisons get paid yeah. extra dollars from the federal government for what do you want to say? I'm trying to think of the word, like levels. Like, you know, you have to have a certain amount.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, like, right. The criteria. Yeah,
Their census has to be, just like when we worked at the nursing home, like, you know, our census yeah. is 60, and, you know, if it falls below a certain amount, you know, so that's what it is. If their census has to be 5,000, if they fall below that, then they call another prison and say, hey, we need like 10, you know, can you send us 10? And then they call around and everybody's sending them 10, and they're filled up, and then that's how they get all their money.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that's disgusting.
It is.
That's freaking disgusting.
It is.
It's despicable. It's just, it's like freaking cattle. They're not cattle. And that's the thing. And like you said, they're not teaching these guys nothing.
Nope.
Even the ladies, you know, even the women in the women's prison. I'm just going to, like, they come out here, they, it's like, what the frick?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what I hate. I hate prison, like you said, it's a whole scam.
And we're
the most, like, you read all these statistics, we're, like, supposed to be the richest country in the world, which is bullshit, because I feel like we're a third world country anymore.
Yeah.
And then we have all these people in prison. We have the highest prison population
yep.
in the world. Most, the highest prison is the guy, the black man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we only make up, what, 15%, 30%
yep.
of the population?
Yep.
Some bullshit. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. It's just, don't even get me started.
No, I'm trying to tell
you. I will go all the way down a whole different rabbit hole. I'm
trying to tell you.
It's disgusting.
But see, that's where I feel some type of way about, you know, felons not getting a second chance. I just been blessed that my dad did, you know, 23 years in the military. He came out and made good friends at the company. And then I got a job there.
Yeah.
You know, I got blessed with that. And now, you know, because of what happened to me in the military, you know, I'm 100% retired. You know, but everybody doesn't get that blessing that I have.
True.
You know, and
a lot of people struggle.
Right.
A lot of people struggle.
Right. And when you got somebody coming out, you know, that ain't got no skills, then what are they supposed to do? And that's why I told my pastor, you know, I want to start a prison ministry. And after my brother and I get a couple flips under our belt and we got money in the bank, I'm going to go into the prisons and start teaching people how to become real estate investors. And,
right.
You know, and whoever wants to, it's up to you who wants to take the class. And it's only for people, you know, who got short sentences, like people who got, like, drug convictions, and they're not going to be in there for 20, 30 years. You know, when I find out people that's in there for, like, maybe they got 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, you know, I'll teach them. And when they're, uh-huh. you know, if somebody goes in at 22 and they got 10 years, when they're on their last year, I'll teach them real estate, you know, and I'm going to do that inside the prison because I want them to have a chance because people aren't getting a chance. One, color, and let's not even take someone white. I'm going to be real. A lot of the white kids get messed up too if they don't have money. So,
Latinos,
yeah, them too. Yeah, exactly. Well, when I say color, I mean black and Latinos, and the women too. You know, they're getting screwed over just as much too. You know, and it's worse for them because a lot of them they have, you know, a mother's a child is way more connected than a father to the child. So when a mother has to go to jail, and then can't come home and can't get their kids back because they can't provide for their kids because nobody wants to hire them. That's another thing. And that's why I have an issue when somebody comes out and turns their life around, but then you give a freaking huge reward to somebody because they want to wear a dress? A man that wants to put on a dress? That just doesn't make sense to me. And it cuts me to the core because I've been out here grinding and busting my... You know what my reward would be to me? For a judge to look at me and say, you know what? You've been awesome. All these years you've been out of jail, I'm going to give you shared custody of your kid. I want you to be a father. That's an award to me. You know,
that's
what I want. But when they, like, matter of fact, I'm going to court on the 29th for my youngest. I'm fighting his mom for shared custody. And they ask you all these questions about, you got criminal background, you got, and I'm like, you know, who are you? How are you? Who cares what I got? Just understand, I got a place for him to rest his neck, where you can get 3 squares a day, and that's all you need to know. But, no. If I, I guess if I threw on a heel and dress and go to court, I might get my kid.
That's not even funny. I'm not even laughing at that.
You ain't, laughing. You ain't gotta laugh, but I'm laughing.
Poor taste.
He's a poor taste.
Something's wrong with you. Put your mom on the phone.
Put
your mom on the phone. Put your mom on the phone.
I know, right?
I want to talk to you.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
but I get it. I mean, and I understand. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I don't agree with what you're saying. But, you know, but everybody looks at things differently.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like you're not enough, you know, there is not enough credit given to people who have turned their lives around. And we don't recognize those people. And I feel like you said, they are deserving of some kind of recognition.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, even, you know, and yes, you know, people love to be patted on the back, but yes, because you want to feel like you matter, like your contribution to the world matters. You know what I mean? Like you said, okay, these people that say, oh, I sold drugs or, you know, drug people. Now, that's the thing, like you were saying. The crack dealers and all that. I think that's probably going back to what you were saying earlier about why the guy asked you what type of drug you sold.
Right.
I think it was for the exact same story and the same reason what you said about the person giving you their mortgage money. I think he wanted to be able to in my thinking, way of thinking. It's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He probably was trying to see where your character lies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some people would be like, okay, weed, like you said, some people feel like weed isn't as bad as where crack or cocaine would be. You know, like, it is, you know, it just horribly destroyed families and whole generations.
Right.
Like, it really did. We're still having residual
effects. Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like 20, 30 years later.
Right.
So like, it's so funny because I always say, like, my oldest daughter, she's 30, and I say I think she's like the first generation of crack kids. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And they're all, I think it was the millennials. So, I mean, you know, and so I think maybe that's why he asked, though he was trying to see. But those kind of people were, and I shouldn't say that sounds wrong, but but it is. I can't even think of another phrase to say. But people who've turned their lives around, they should get, you know, they should be able to have a better life.
Yeah, some sort of accolades.
Yeah, exactly. And it shouldn't have to follow them for the rest of their
days. Exactly.
Like, okay, I feel like anybody, like, once you did your time, if you don't go back, like, you know, a lot of people go on probation, right? So you come out, you go on probation. And once you're done your probationary period, I feel like, okay, as long as you didn't go back, they should take it off.
Yeah.
But if you wind up going back, like, say, okay, you did your probation, you're out, and it's been like 5-6 years later, and boom, you get all caught up in something again for the same exact thing. Maybe then, I don't think maybe you should be able to get your record expunged the second
time. Right,
I
agree.
But I feel like the first time, you did your time, you did your probationary period, whatever that, I don't even know what that involves. But after that, expunge the record, because if we truly are giving out second chances, make it a legit second chance and make it worth it. You know what I mean? And this way these men and women can actually go forth and create a better life for themselves, because hopefully the whole point of prison is to look and reflect and say, you know what, yeah, I effed my life up, but this is not what I want, and I damn sure do not want to come back into this place.
And that's exactly like,
you know, and I feel like that's where we should be
exactly
at, as a society as a whole.
I totally agree.
You know?
And I do want to make this disclaimer to all the listeners. I'm not hating on Bruce Jenner at all. You know, he did what he did.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm not hating on Bruce Jenner at all.
Caitlyn. Okay?
Whatever. And the thing is, he did what he wanted to do. That's his lifestyle. I'm not mad at him. You know, I just have an issue with the award that was given. I don't have an issue with him wanting to throw on heels and a dress, wigs. That's lipstick. That's him. I don't have an issue with anybody that wants to have an alternative lifestyle. That's up to them. You know, I've done things that people probably look at and be like, "Eh, really, Dave? Oh my God. Oh my God." So it's cool. I don't have an issue with what Bruce, how he want to live. That's on him. But I have an issue with the fact that they want to award somebody for something like that, which is there was nothing he did that was productive to society by doing that. There's nothing he did that is going to change the course of this world with what he did. You know, it's not
that's
like...
That's not true. That's only your truth. And that's where you have to understand.
Okay, yeah, you know what? You're right. This, in my eyes, he didn't do anything that I see that's really going to change the world and send it in a different path. You got LeBron James that got... I ain't see him getting no Courage Award or no Nobel Peace Prize. LeBron James has a school for kids. Right. If they live 2 miles away from that school, they get bused for free. They go to school for free. The lunches are free. Everything's free for these kids. And if they when they graduate high school and go to college, the college is paid for. Every single kid.
Right.
Where's his award?
I'm sure he's gotten awards. No.
I haven't heard nothing about him getting any type of award. All he's gotten is a lot of news press. He hasn't gotten no awards because he's a black man that's doing something. Where's his award?
Man.
Where's his Courage Award? Where's his award? That takes courage to do what he did. Because a lot of people would be scared that would fail. It takes courage. Where's his humanitarian award? Where's his Nobel Peace Prize award? Where?
True. I can see that.
So even though you don't agree with how I feel, I just think it's I think it's corny that this man can change his identity to a female and become and get an award, one of the most prestigious awards in the U.S. history. Are you kidding me? Let's look up how many people has ever won that award.
What is it? The award? Arthur Ashe?
Yeah, right? Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Ashe? Yeah. How many people have ever got that award?
Wait, I'm going to go look it up.
Please do.
I am, because... And then, wait, you have to understand, he got that award for a different criteria. You know what I mean? And you have to understand that there are people out there like him that are like-minded like him. So you can't discredit just because in your eyesight it doesn't make sense to you. It makes sense, and it probably gave somebody else in his position who is like him some kind of inspiration to do and live the life that they felt was true to their self, just like Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't have an issue with Bruce Jenner dressing up as a female. That doesn't bother
me. First of all, you do, because you keep discrediting, you're being disrespectful to him as a person because you keep referring to him as Bruce Jenner.
Okay, so then we need to call
him Caitlyn Jenner.
So we should call him, now we need to say her instead of him, right?
Yes, we do, because you have to, if you want to respect a person, everybody deserves.
Hello? Where you go? Technical difficulties, people. Sorry. She went out. Don't know what happened. Hello, Lady V? Uh-oh, SpaghettiO. Well, look, I don't know. It was technical difficulties. I'm going to go ahead and end that here. It's been a pleasure having y'all here. Hope y'all enjoy what y'all hear. And I pray that y'all listen and get our podcast out there for us. It's been fun and awesome while it lasted. This is Dave and Lady V out. Take care.